This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee and lawyers for the woman who has accused a high court nominee of sexual assault continue their back and forth over a possible testimony. We get more from AP's Tim McGuire.
Psychology professor Christine Blasey Ford says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were both teens, an accusation he denies, but one that has hobbled the Republican push for his confirmation. On Friday, President Trump tweeted that if the episode was as bad as she says, Ford or her loving parents surely would have reported it. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a key to Kavanaugh's confirmation, calls Trump's remark appalling.
I think it was a disservice to Dr. Ford and likely a disservice to Judge Kavanaugh.
At a rally in Missouri, Trump said Kavanaugh is like someone out of central casting.
He was born for the U.S. Supreme Court. He was born for it. And it's going to happen.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
And the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Charles Grassley, has tweeted that Ford will have the time her attorneys have requested for her to consider whether to proceed. Gunmen opened fire on a military parade in southwestern Iran, killing at least 24 people, wounding more than 53. That's according to state news media. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. There were conflicting reports of details. Officials said two gunmen were killed, however. Other officials indicated that two others had been arrested in connection with the attack. China has canceled trade talks with the United States following Washington's imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods. The Wall Street Journal reports that Beijing had planned to send its vice premier to Washington next week for the talks. However, the U.S. was optimistic about finding a way forward in trade talks with China. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The four-year-old results of a survey about sexual abuse on U.S. military installations around the world, including ships, have finally been released. Several Army and Marine bases in 2014 had more than 500 reported sexual assaults on men and women. The Air Force had the lowest assault risk rate. The findings present a picture of sexual abuse across the military. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied allegations by the New York Times that he suggested President Trump be secretly recorded or removed from office. We get details from AP's Eric Tucker.
During a conversation last year, a tense conversation that occurred, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussed the idea of secretly taping President Donald Trump as a way to expose the chaos in the White House. It's really important to note, though, that there are differing accounts as to the nature of this type of comment. There are people who say that Rosenstein made the comment in a moment of frustration and he meant it sarcastically as a joke. There are other people who disagree with that assertion, and so we are left with sort of conflicting accounts of what was a difficult conversation in the heat of a lot of turmoil and upheaval.
That's AP's Eric Tucker. President Trump returns to the United Nations Monday for the annual gathering of world leaders after an international debut last year in which he threatened to totally destroy North Korea. Many are anxious about what message he may bring to this year to the UN General Assembly. The United States happens to hold the rotating presidency of the UN Security Council this month and is using the opportunity for President Trump to chair a meeting Wednesday on nonproliferation. Observers say we can expect him to talk a lot about Iran. The head of the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency is going to have to reimburse the government for private travel, but he will get to keep his job. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Just as Hurricane Florence was bearing down on the U.S., there was another storm brewing for FEMA Administrator Brock Long. He was accused of misusing government vehicles and drivers to travel back and forth between his home in Hickory, North Carolina, and his job in Washington, D.C. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says they have discussed the problem and says that Long has agreed to reimburse the government. Long could face additional action now that the department's inspector general has submitted a report to federal prosecutors. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Brazilian police have arrested a Lebanese man whom the United States suspects is one of the major financial backers of Hezbollah, that is the Lebanese militant group. The U.S. has described Hassan Ahmad Barakat as a global terrorist. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.